You're listening to Vatican Radio.
As top political and business leaders gather in Davos for the annual World Economic Forum, a report by Oxfam, the International Aid and Development Agency, calls for their attention with its claim that the gap between the rich and the poor is far greater than feared. The World Economic Forum runs from Tuesday to Friday in Switzerland and sees the participation of decision-makers and world leaders, including Xi Jinping, the first Chinese president ever to attend the forum. In its timely report, released one day before the start of the summit, and based on data from Forbes and the annual Credit Suisse Global Wealth Datebook, Oxfam calls for a crackdown on tax evasion and for a shift away from shareholder capitalism that it says disproportionately favours the rich. It also echoes Pope Francis's reiterated call for a global economic system that puts the human person at the centre. I spoke to Max Lawson, head of inequality policy at Oxfam, about the report.
This year, Oxfam has found that new data shows us that the bottom 3.5 billion people in the world, that's the bottom half of humanity, have the same amount of wealth as the 8 richest billionaires in the world, who are all men. So 8 people have the same wealth as the bottom half of humanity. The report also finds that other measures of inequality are increasing across the world, that this is a problem. The gap between the super rich and the rest of us is a problem in rich countries like the United Kingdom, the US. It's also a problem in the poorest countries too, in South Africa and India.
Isn't the welfare of the world's poor improving a little bit as well?
Actually, the data shows us that the wealth of the world's poor is actually lower than we thought. What we have seen is a reduction in income poverty. So there are less poor people living on $2 a day than there were 30 years ago. So there has been real progress. But what we're also seeing is the impact of inequality on that progress. So the World Bank and others are saying that continued progress in reducing the numbers of poor people will not be possible unless we start closing the gap between the runaway rich and the rest of us.
So what is Oxfam calling for in this regard?
Oxfam believes that the inequality that we're seeing, this huge gap between the rich and the rest, is not inevitable. There are concrete steps that governments can take to make a real difference. And some governments are, or have done in recent history. A government like Namibia in Africa has taken clear steps to tax the richest more, which is a key thing that can be done, and to spend that money on free secondary education for all children in Namibia. Both steps that can make a big difference in closing that gap. Across the world, the richest people are paying very little tax. They're using tax havens to hide their fortunes away. So often a secretary or a cleaner will actually be paying a higher rate of tax than a billionaire. If we can turn this upside-down situation around, make the richest people pay their fair share, then the world could become a more equal place.
As we were mentioning, the world's richest economies meet in Davos, which is seen as something of a talking shop for the world's elite. What effects do you hope the gathering can have? Positive effects, can I say?
I think Davos gives the world an opportunity to focus on this extreme problem of inequality and to put pressure on the richest people in the world to start to do something about it. We need to see much more of their wealth spent on schools and not on super yachts. And I think if we keep the pressure on them and keep the pressure on our politicians, who are very worried about Brexit, they're very worried about the election of Donald Trump, and they see the impact of the fact that many, many people feel left behind because of inequality on our politics, that something has to be done.
Yes, you were mentioning Brexit and, of course, the shadows it has cast over the EU. There's also migration, which is probably another issue at the top of the agenda, and populism, as we've seen recent political trends, which are very worrying. How do you think this is going to play out at Davos? What impact are these trends going to have?
I think across the world, it's clear that the majority of people feel left behind. They feel angry about that, and they're lashing out. And often they're looking for scapegoats instead of the right solutions. It's not the fault of poor migrants from Syria that eight people own the same as half the world. It's the fault of a broken economic system. And by tackling that system, by making sure that more of that wealth is spread more evenly to ordinary people, I think you'll see a lot less interest in racism, a lot less interest in blaming others, when we have a more fair world where wealth is better distributed.
Yes, because we're talking about a middle class which is increasingly suffering as well, aren't we?
Yes, it's important to understand this isn't about the gap between rich and poor. It's about the gap between the rich and everybody else. So the super rich have shot ahead in the last 30 years, and the top 1% now own more than everybody else in the world put together. So this isn't just a problem for poor people. This is a problem for ordinary workers who have seen their wages stagnate for many years, for ordinary people, particularly women, who are in some of the lowest paid, most precarious employment. It's always men that are at the richest and at the top, and women are always amongst the poorest. So we really need to see action to redress that balance and to get back to a more even society, which will benefit everybody, the middle classes, the poorest, the whole of society.
Pope Francis, he repeatedly calls for a more human economic system. He repeatedly decries the inequality that traps millions into poverty. How significant is his voice in the world scenario?
The voice of the Pope on the inequality issue has been absolutely invaluable, and we share his vision for a more human economy. We believe that humanity has the talent, the imagination, and the ability to build a much better world. We should not be happy with the world that we're in. This isn't the best we can do. We have the resources to make it a lot more fairer. So we would very much share his vision that we need to fight inequality, but we also need to believe in the possibility of humanity doing a lot better than this.
That was Max Lawson, Head of Inequality Policy at Oxfam.